As is often the case when we visit on Friday or Saturday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know. Louis could find his place in our heart wherever there's food. There's Chef Louis DeAngelis.
How do you not love a guy that can cook?
That's right, exactly.
And good stuff.
So with that in mind, we would like to have a little time devoted to people and their mess-ups in the kitchen. I guess those who, Roberta, would probably stand in line for this. What do you goof up most when you're cooking? Do you have a certain food?
Ingredients.
My mother used to make a meatloaf. And nine times out of ten, it was really bad. And
meatloaf is tough. It can get dry.
Yeah. But then she'd make a good one every once in a while, and it was really good. But I don't know how can you mess up? Is it simple stuff that happens most often, Louis, or is it complicated things? The more complicated the recipe, more chances there are for a mess up.
Well, you know what it is, Doug? And it always amazes me, but there's generations of myths that have been handed down over the years that we believe, and we keep making the same mistakes. And some of these mistakes are actually in cookbooks. And you watch these cooks on television, and they're giving you bad information. I'll give you one that's a blockbuster right off the bat. Most of us have seen it. We see it in a recipe that if you're going to make a roast, for example, or if you're cooking a steak, they tell you to put it on high temperature right off the bat, throw it in a frying pan, and sear it to seal in the juices.
Right.
Okay? They couldn't be farther from the truth.
Really?
Oh, let me tell you something. I can see, like, human flesh, live skin, you cauterize it, and that seals it. But we're talking about muscle tissue here. We're talking about...
Why do you talk about this stuff? Oh, my God.
Well,
it's the science of cooking meat.
You take a hunk of meat, and you put it in a frying pan, okay? If you take a chop or a pork chop or one of those mock tender steaks, and you throw it in high heat, the first thing you notice what happens is it curls up. And the reason why is because when high temperature hits muscle fiber, it tightens up, it contracts. And any way you look at it, if you take a sponge and you contract it, as it tightens it up by squeezing it with your hands, what happens? All the juice, all the water, everything comes out of it. And what you do when you're taking a piece of meat and you put it in a hot frying pan, they even sell barbecue grills now with a searing device on it to seal in the juice. And what it does is it contracts the meat so rapid, so hard, it squeezes the juice out of it. So that's one of the biggest misconceptions in cooking. And you see it in recipe books, you see it all over. And it's not true.
So you say start with the medium heat.
Yeah.
Here's what I used to do when I would cook, like a tenderloin on the grill or something.
Okay.
I do the mom. I have a Weber grill, and they call it the mom thing. Medium, off, medium, or medium, low, medium.
Right.
Put it in the middle, so you got higher heat on the outsides, direct heat underneath is on low, and then close the grill and just let it do a long, slow cook. But recently I started doing the put it up on high and then sear the outside and then turn it down on mom, medium off medium or medium low medium, and then do the slow cook. And I did find that it stayed a little juicier, but I don't know the tenderness quotient, what it did.
Well, what you're doing is what the French discovered years ago called Maillard. And what that is when you take proteins and sugars and you burn them, it gets very tasty. The big example is toast. White bread compared to a toasted piece of bread. Mm. Right? That's the sugars and the proteins coming to the surface, making a nice little crust, and it tastes delicious. So what you're doing when you're searing meat is, sure, it's got more flavor. And it'll confuse you with juiciness, but it's flavor. All you're doing is making the proteins and the sugars out. They get crusty and gives you more flavor. But you're not searing anything yet.
Let me ask you about something. I guess I remember this from school lunches as much as anything else. The meat that is served is not very good. And a lot of people are saving money these days buying less expensive cuts of meat or, in general, just buying cheaper stuff. So is there a way of cooking some of these things in the way that you've just been describing that makes them more palatable, makes it easier to digest or more popular? Is there some technique that you can use, especially for meat products?
Well, I believe in braising, which is nothing more than a speeded up crock pot. Okay? And what happens is, let's take the crock pot, for example, you're making a pot roast. All you're doing is, you want your meat to be 165 degrees, say. Mm-hmm. So you take the surrounding liquid and set that at 165 degrees. No more, no less. Eventually, that entire piece of meat will become the same as the ambient temperature around it, the liquid. It won't get any hotter, it won't get any colder, and it'll bring it up to that temperature in a nice, easy fashion where liquids can flow in and out of the meat. And that's why you get pot roasted. I mean, that's still one of America's favorite cuts, and it's a cheap cut.
Mm-hmm.
So braising, you know, which is half covered in liquid, or either in a pot or in a crock pot, I think is probably the best thing to do with meats.
Hmm. All right, so then let's play this one more step down the road, and that is looking at things like veggies that people don't like. Brussels sprouts. What do you do?
I love Brussels sprouts.
I know you keep saying that. Who cares?
Me too.
I want to know, how do you make it palatable? Let's get over meat's not for everybody, but... All right, so Roberta wants to wrap Brussels sprouts
with bacon on Brussels sprouts. Or roasted nuts, roasted walnuts.
Or diced prosciutto.
Wow. Ooh, diced prosciutto.
And one thing we got to remember about vegetables to begin with, another great kitchen myth, is that colored vegetables, like the bright greens and the reds, are more nutritious than the bland-looking ones. And that's another one that's just a total myth. Because you take white kidney beans, cannellini beans, white beans, they have the same amount of protein as the red beans, as the green beans. They have probably more fiber. Okay? So you take these vegetables and you work with them, work with what they are. Brussels sprouts, probably 91, 92% liquid. So the last thing you want to do is try and add more liquid to it. So you don't boil them, you don't steam them. Instead, you cut them up quarters, put them in a frying pan with olive oil, fresh chopped garlic, and a little bit of basil or mint. Fry them up. Oh, my God. They're going to be so delicious.
How good are they for you?
Excellent.
They
Brussels
are? Fry them up, though, when you fry them. If you cook them, you fry them up sort of using the good oils. They should be okay.
Olive oil.
If you're using good olive oil.
Right.
Yeah.
And garlic and a little bit of...
You don't fry them, Doug. It's called sautéing.
Right. That's what I thought. Yeah, right. You just happen to be using a frying pan.
You don't need that
right.
Just a teaspoon of olive oil.
You know, there's something...
Even Chef Louis uses the wrong word.
this sort of is an introduction into another area. Cooking these sorts of things, the way that we are using new foods, like seaweed. Seaweed apparently is becoming quite a delicacy, even though it's, you know, it's seaweed.
It's always been in Asian countries. They've always eaten it.
Well, so how do you cook...
There's nothing new about it. You know what seaweed... You know what... Seaweed was the basis for it to begin with?
No.
MSG.
Salt.
Monosodium glutamate. That's where it came from. And that's another
out of the sea. Sea salt. Okay, yeah. From the sea.
And there's a whole other misconception. MSG gives you headaches. MSG gives you lightheaded feelings. No, it doesn't. It really doesn't because it's high in glutamic acid.
All right, so let me ask you this. If this is the trend, if cooking things in seaweed is a trend, is it adding a salty flavor to things? Is that why it's desirable? Because we seem to like salt. Does it give flavor? Let's say you cook seaweed. Use seaweed to cook veggies. I'm thinking of a bowl of rice and carrots and maybe chopped up beans, things that I might have if I went to a restaurant.
Well, what you hit on is a perfect example of why they use it, Doug. Because of the high content of glutamic acid, all right, it enhances anything it comes in contact with when it's cooking. And this is why America, most people, you know, the highest number of hits in a restaurant for salad dressing is Caesar salad because it has high glutamic acid in it.
Uh-huh.
The mayonnaise, the Parmesan cheese. Now, do you get a headache when you have too much Parmesan cheese? No. But yet we say we do when we have MSG on our Chinese food. So it's all psychological. But if you cook with seaweed, you're using natural glutamic acid, which is a naturally occurring MSG, and it enhances your food tremendously. Makes the flavor come wild. Which brings you to another misconception. And it's amazing that you brought that up. We've always believed that we have four separate distinct taste buds on our tongues. Okay? And the truth of the matter is they're all over the place. Mm-hmm. They're not in four separate areas. Scientists have debunked that years ago.
Was it sweet, sour,
bitter,
ugly,
salty,
and
right?
And salty.
And the fifth one being umami that they claim is really not a taste, but it's a psychological reaction called satisfaction,
right,
which is what happens when you eat chocolate.
Ah, The Rolling Stones are singing about chocolate. Yes, of course. All right, Louis, thank you. Always good to have your input. Good to have a lot of the stuff that Louis talks about. In a way, even though it sounds extreme, kind of healing. Listening to Louis talk about food, I find healing. Frankly. So,
wonderful.
You have I been healed today? Yes, Louis, you have healed me. Thank you. Talk to you again next week. Chef Louis DeAngelis with us here on Good Day at 18 past the hour.
Trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
Guess what, Richie?
What that?
It am 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
So it am.
It am.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is one of those songs that you cannot listen to when it's all over and feel poorly. Impossible. Yeah. And I think that's the hallmark of Al Green's music, pretty much. Tired of being alone. Let's stay together. You ought to be with me. Just that this flavor of the music.
Hard. Let me tell you.
To get away from it and think bad thoughts.
Roberta and I saw him at Jazz Fest, I don't know, what, 6-7 years ago, Roberta?
Yeah.
And he comes out on stage in a three-piece white suit.
Always in the three-piece.
Throwing the roses out to the women, and the women all reek out, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And you know what's funny? At Jazz Fest this year, Al Green and Bruce are on stage at the same time.
Really? On different stages.
On different stages, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
how much you want to bet when he's through with his set, he's going to come over and sing with Bruce.
Yeah, that's just great, great.
It's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody now. You in your car? You're in your car? We're all singing badly together. Let's do it.
Celebrating
Rich, and you're not singing.
Al Green's birthday, born this day, 1946, so he is 66 today. All right.
Poor Al. What a birthday present that was.
Ron Perlman, known these days as Clay on the Sons of Anarchy, has quite a good acting in strange roles, like that
Hellboy. Yeah.
Hellboy.
No, he's good in that.
Yeah, he's an ugly dude. That's why he gets those strange roles.
Yeah, right.
Not a good-looking man.
62 he is today, born in the state, 1950.
His mother loves him, though.
Beauty and the Beast, I think, is where he got started, right?
You're known for being the ugly guy.
All right, speaking of the boss, Max Weinberg, whose first real claim to fame was the drummer in the E Street Band, born on this date, 1951. So he's 61 today, Roberta.
Oh, boy.
And you can hear his influence. Now, he was the band leader with Conan, wasn't he?
Yes.
Is he still?
No, because Conan's on the West Coast. And Weinberg must be a New York guy.
No, he's New Jersey.
New Jersey, excuse me. What the difference in New Jersey?
And this may be one of the best Max Weinberg blues songs because he works that drum set.
Loving that drum. My God, you listen to this song. There's another one of these songs, just like Al Green songs. How can you leave? And I think this is one of the reasons Roberta loves Bruce Springsteen so much, because it's almost impossible. I've only had the Bruce experience once, and that was with Roberta. But I can't even begin to imagine that you wouldn't have. And it's like how I feel when I go to the Moody's or I go to hear Van Morrison.
If you're sitting at a Bruce concert and you aren't up and jumping and on your feet.
You have to be.
Right,
it's
yeah.
Just, that's
you don't
what
have
it
a
is.
Pulse. You're dead.
Right.
Or you're Chris Christie.
He doesn't like him?
Oh, Chris Christie loves Springsteen. Huh. Springsteen can't stand him, but the man is so large that he can barely stand up.
Why doesn't he like him? Just because he's a Republican?
I was at a show with him the other night. I mean, yeah. I was maybe about 100 feet away from him. I'm looking at him, and the guy can barely stand up.
All right.
Oh my God.
He's like a three-seat guy.
Usual tact.
Yeah.
All right. Also having a birthday today is singer Lou Bega.
One-hit wonder.
A little bit of Monica in my life.
I saw him in concert.
Why?
He opened for Sugar Ray at a private concert that I went to, and he played this song twice.
How lucky was it for Lou Bega that Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton had their little thing?
You want some scoop? He actually took home our front desk person.
Right. Lou Bega did?
It was a big scandal. Lou Bega had the concert,
Listen.
How do you describe that notch on your headboard? Remember the Mambo number 5 guy?
Hey, you know that little bit of Tina? That's
28
right.
After on your day.
It's Chinatown, and don't you forget it. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Hello, Claude. Where'd you get the midget?
You're a very nosy fella, kitty cat, huh? You know what happens to nosy fellas? Huh? No? Want to guess?
Jack Nicholson has a nose encounter with a knife-wielding Roman Polanski in the classic detective movie Chinatown, now in all its film noir glory on high-definition Blu-ray disc. Chinatown won an Oscar for its writer, Robert Towne, who gave its stars, Nicholson, Faye Dunaway, and John Huston, some of the most memorable lines in movie history.
See, Mr. Gitz, most people never have to face the fact. The right time, the right place, they're capable of anything.
She's my daughter.
I said I want the truth.
She's my sister.
But the film's most iconic line is its last, uttered by Nicholson's partner, Walsh, played by veteran actor Joe Mantell.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Nearly 40 years later, writer Robert Towne says it was quite simply the only line that could possibly have closed the film, and he got it from a vice cop that he met before he even started writing the script.
I asked him what he did and where he worked, and he was a vice cop, and he'd worked in Chinatown. I said, well, what do you do down there? And he said, nothing. He said, look, when you're there, you're in a completely alien culture with different dialects, and you don't know what's going on. So I gave Guinness a background in Chinatown where, in trying to do something constructive, that it was impossible to tell whether you're going to help prevent a crime or actually help commit one. And in that sense, Chinatown really came to stand for its Chinatown, for the futility of good intentions. That's the significance of the line.
Did you know it was a great line when you wrote it?
No.
Do you write the script heading towards that line?
I think it was inevitably the only line. What else can you say? Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Chinatown is on...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens, good day. A lot of things you might want to check out. Enterprising, exciting things at DougSteffens.com. And if you didn't know this or not, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Good Day is on the air live until 10 o'clock Eastern time every weekday morning. You can stay with us till 10 if you'd like. You go to DougSteffens.com. That's Doug, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. See a big banner in the middle of the page with the words Listen Live Now. You click on there, and you are in business in case your station goes away for whatever the reason, and you decide that you'd like to have one ear on us. Help yourself. We would, listen, always happy to have the more the merrier. Isn't that the, there was an old song used to sing in the Heidelberg Choir, the more the merrier, the fewer the better fare. The more the merrier, it means the more people together, the happier the crowd, but the fewer people that are around, the better off you are. Makes sense, I guess, in a sense, yeah, doesn't it?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Ted Kaczynski, wasn't he the Unabomber? I think he adopted that mentality. The fewer people around, the better. Bring me back to the woods.
I had not thought about it that way, but thank you very much.
Wasn't it Ted Kaczynski? Wasn't that his name?
Yeah. Did you see the video of the teenage burglar who gave himself away on the surveillance video? We had this video at DougSteffens.com. He broke into a dance that apparently he performed in the hallways at his high school. And so he robbed some 7-Eleven store and did the dance in the store. And people saw it.
And recognized the dance.
Recognized his dance.
Yeah.
I said, okay, here's the guy. Police went, yeah, they found the stuff he'd stolen in his locker at school. Is that from the dum-da-dum-dum?
Yes.
There are only very few smart criminals, yes.
Yes, they are. Right. All right. Let's...
Most of them are labeled politicians.
Yeah, yeah. We know that. All right. So with that, thank you for the lead-in.
You're welcome. I'm helping.
I want to know from Roberta and Heather and Jennifer, and Richie, too, but I'm more interested in actually...
Chop liver over here.
The three... Well, you don't have the right, you know...
Anatomy.
Qualifications. The
goodies. Right. Yeah.
We have talked off and on about Hillary Rosen today. People have been talking about her this week a little bit. She started something on Wednesday. She was on with Anderson Cooper, and she said that Ann Romney, Mitt Romney's wife, could not relate to American women. She said, quote, his wife has actually never worked a day in her life. She's never really dealt with the kinds of issues that a majority of women in this country are facing today.
Mm.
Ann Romney went on Twitter with her first tweet, quote, I chose to stay home and raise five boys. Believe me, it was hard work. Hmm. Now, since Wednesday, everybody but the president has tried to fix this.
Oh, no, the president has chimed in on it,
too. Oh, the president. Yeah. I did not hear the president. I heard Axelrod and the press secretary.
Yeah. Oh, no, the president was very upfront about, hey, I've never met her. She seems like a very nice woman. I'm sure that Mitt and I will have plenty to argue and debate about, and I don't think that, you know, we should bring our wives into this.
Okay.
You know, basically is what he said.
All right. Well, I'm refreshed to hear that, Richie. I did miss that. I've heard and seen what the others have said.
You have to.
That just came out this morning.
You have to, because that is what this whole election will be about, is the fight over women.
Women. Mm-hmm. Right.
And to come out and say that a mother of five has never worked a day in her life and can't relate
you
to the average woman.
What I would say to that is be pleased. And the B, you can fill in the blank.
Right.
That is a lot
BS.
Of work to be home.
Right. And so whatever gains Obama may have made as a result of the Sandra Fluke incident with Boomba and all of that stuff that came around the women rallying to his side. What I want to know from Heather and from Jennifer and Roberta is whether or not you feel these issues are real. Do you think that women, do you feel as a woman that you're being used as a football here, as a sort of like a pawn in a chess game? Here we have women's voice.
This election has been the worst.
Well, absolutely.
Because you have all this stupid, you have the birth control debate, and you have all of this stuff raging on right now. And, you know, I think I told you before, I have a great solution for that. If women all banded together and stopped giving it up for a little while, I guarantee you there would be no debate over birth control anymore.
Yep. That's the whole Greek myth of Lysistrata, remember, where the women stopped giving it to their men if they kept going to war?
And I think with this whole election, I mean, there's always going to be someone. There's always, you know, whether it's in, you know, in whatever the vote is, there's always somebody. And it's women this time. But I'm kind of taking it as a compliment that our vote counts that much. And I think we should be encouraging women to get out there and use it and to make them prove what they're going to be doing for us. But also with Rosen, I mean, with her comment, I think there's a couple things. This whole story has blown up. I think there's a couple things going on, because she did also go on yesterday and kind of restate things. And she also issued
to
a
cover
public
it up,
apology.
Yeah. Backstepping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a little backpedaling on it. But I think I heard her in what she was saying as far as it wasn't necessarily throwing a dig at women who are stay-at-home mothers or taking anything away from them, but with Mitt using her as his wife as the voice of working women in America, I think she was trying to distinguish that.
I think it's, you know,
still saying that working that mothers at home aren't working women.
Worthless. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I hear mothers at home.
Either way you phrase it, it comes across like that.
Because
that's
not
what
only
I heard.
Are you taking care of kids, but you probably are running the finances at home. That's what
taking
I think she's
the
missing
house,
the boat
right.
on, is that you're probably paying all the bills. You're the one that's budgeting.
Let me tell you
everything.
Something. I work very hard.
Okay.
I work a lot of hours.
Come on.
I would never trade positions with my wife.
Yeah. The fellow who takes care of my computer stuff was here the other day working on the computers.
Mm-hmm.
And in amongst all of the other things we were talking about, because I know that he's a Mr. Mom, and he's very pleased, very happy to do it. But now he's, in addition to taking care of the children, he's taking care of his in-laws. Mm-hmm. He takes care of his mother-in-law, who apparently is sick or frail, father-in-law, and these are the things that whoever stays at home, if you have a conscience at all about your family, these are the things that are part of the job. Taking care of the family is an important job. My mother never had a job. I don't know of any job my mother ever had. My mother, to my knowledge, never worked. Last 10, 12, 14 years of life, she couldn't have anyway. But I couldn't tell you. My sisters might be able to tell you. But I don't know much about my mother's life before she went to college and met my father. But I don't think she ever worked a day in her life, if you want to use the terminology that's being used here. She, for, you know, maybe 14, 15, 16 years, was a good mother, as good as she could be under the circumstances. But I have tried to picture my mother in some job doing something, and I can't do it. I cannot put my mother working in a grocery store. Mm-hmm. I can't put her working in my father's business. I just can't. So my experience with my own mother versus my experience with my wife and most of the women that I've been involved with in my life, Richie, you've known a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
have all been career women.
Yeah.
Been women.
Very successful.
Yeah. And the last one was a horrible mother. And that was the reason that we went our separate ways, because she wanted to have children, but she didn't want to take care of them. She wanted to work. That's swell. Well, if I'm working, who's taking care of the child? Some third party is going to raise your children. Then what the hell do you have a child?
I think it's someone's responsibility, whether it's the mother or the father, whoever, however you work the relationship out. I mean, it's somebody's job to take care of the kids.
Is somebody supposed to stay home? A mother or a father is supposed to stay home?
I think it really helps. I would love it. My parents didn't. And I have to tell you, I would love it. I would love to be able to do that for my future kids, whether it's me staying home, which I think would be really hard for me because I love and thrive in a work environment. It would be a sacrifice. But I think that, you know, if you can, it's hard to do, but it's, you know, somebody's got to take care of the kids.
Unfortunately, most people cannot.
They can't. I know.
Most people need the two incomes in order to survive.
You can if you want to.
No, not if you've got two people on minimum wage. No way.
Well, that's okay, depending on whatever the choices are. Heather's a pretty good example of somebody who's doing both. She has two younger children. She's a single mother. And it is. I'm watching her as she's juggling. That's what she's doing. She's juggling.
But what's cool about Heather, and we've just met, but it seems like she's coming into work after she drops her kids off at school.
Yeah.
And then, Heather, I'm guessing you're probably home with them at night, right?
Well, she leaves here in time to go get...
It's pretty much a juggle, such as, you know, there's things like my son's school. He doesn't start school until 9:10. So it's kind of, you know, figuring him out in the morning. And, you know, my daughter, hers opens at 6:30. And then the backside. But another thing that's going on right now a lot in America is it's not necessarily the mom staying home with how things are shaking out with the economy and jobs. There are so many men, you know,
it's
so many dads
now,
that are home
and grandparents.
Yes, grandparents often.
Multi-generational families.
So if both parents work, is it so bad if the kids are taken care of?
No, that's what happens.
Well,
no.
The point is that the children be taken care of, that they have some positive influence, they have somebody who is there to watch the boundaries, to set the standards. And I will tell you, again, I haven't known Heather that long, but she has two, I don't know your older daughter, but the two children that I'm around are very special, really neat, fun kids.
They're cool.
They are cool. And you've done a good job. And again, I don't know the other influences because I haven't. See, I've seen them with you, and that's what I've seen. And I like the two children. They are really likable. They are normal. Well, normal in a sense. Jaden is very smart, and I think Ella's probably pretty smart too. But Ella and your daughter Richie would be there too. One is going to be president, the other is going to be vice president. I'm not sure how it'll come out, but that's what we're dealing with here. And so, you know, it's to say that it can't be done is just not fair nor right. Nor accurate. It can be done.
Well, I mean, another thing, I don't go out and get my nails done every week.
Right.
I don't remember the last time I went out and got the
nails. Well,
so
your priorities are to spend your money on the children. That's
exactly.
It. End of story. But the point, we've gotten into a couple of different things that are really good, healthy, conversational things. What I really meant to ask, and I've gotten the answer here, was, and I wanted everybody listening, obviously, to think about whether you feel used. Especially in political jargon, whether you are not only used in terms of the politics, but the news media, attention to some of these things, and the way it just is like, it's like tossing a chit into the wind. Okay, the women's vote today, the 20-year-olds tomorrow, the union the next day. It's just, well, these people don't give a screwy damn about you other than, can they get you to pull a lever or put an X in the box next to their name? That's all. You become a utility. You become a tool. What is that? What was it? Mungo. We had the Alex Karras cut from earlier.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about him. Mungo, you're tool of life or something. I don't
Mongo
know.
Mongo only pawn.
Pawn.
In game of life.
There it is. Okay. And that's what you are. Women in this circumstance
are
being used as pawns in the game of politics. This year's pawn are women. That's what it is. Get down to the brass tacks. All right, so what you take, I suppose, a grain of salt with what either of them have to say. But I will tell you as a man, listening to that stuff, I mean, we all know that I'm not a fan of Obama's, so there's a certain filter there. But I know, I just did a little work on Hillary Rosen. I know where she comes from. And it's so typical. My daughter would kick me in the pants for saying this. But she is so typical of the people. And by the way, the Ann Coulters on the other side are just the same. So typical, dripping with that
like
sarcasm.
She's an elitist.
She's an extraordinary elitist.
I think that's
she
what
is.
It comes off as.
And that's, you know, you have this smug stuff that comes out of these people. If I were Obama, I wouldn't want her anywhere around me. She's not going to help you. She has a stench attached to her now, yeah. And if she's around anywhere where there's campaigning, she will kill whatever discussion.
And this will turn women voters.
It has to turn women.
But
as the other discussion,
you can be sure that
Fluke,
that the Obama people just pretty much ostracized her to an island. She's gone.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah, right. At any rate, it's 12 before the hour, and good day.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Give Sustanex Advanced Probiotic a chance to help. Shift Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it. So take the Sustanex 14-Day Challenge. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Get started at Sustanex.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
The toughest job is being the CEO of your own home, and since nobody does that job better than a mom, Vitacost.com has an approach to grocery shopping they call Mominomics. Vitacost.com has better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, and natural and organic foods, all at up to 50% off. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door free. Now that's Mominomics with a capital M. So take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
Check out the story of Joanna Quaz at DougStephan.com. Another great video of an 86-year-old proficient gymnast. A woman who performed this past week at a gymnastic competition in Germany and won over women that are 40 years younger
than
she.
That's like waiting for the NASCAR to hit the track.
Crack.
Snap.
51
wow.
After.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
George Zimmerman now facing charges, but what's next, legally and otherwise? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. As you're probably well aware, George Zimmerman is now facing a second-degree murder charge in the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman fatally shot the unarmed Martin in a suburb of Orlando in late February. No charges were filed at the time, as Zimmerman claimed he was acting in self-defense. But for the month and more that followed, a firestorm of protests led by Trayvon Martin's parents. A special prosecutor was named. Charges were filed this week, after which George Zimmerman gave himself up. He remains jailed in Florida. Question is, what's next? Zimmerman's attorney, Mark O'Mara, says bail is next, as he's looking at getting his client out of jail.
We have a bond motion filed. I believe it's going to be set at the end of next week. We're confirming that time with the judge, literally as we speak.
O'Mara elaborates on the reasons why he'd like to see George Zimmerman released on bail.
I just want him out to help me. In a selfish way, I want him to be available to me so we can work together in preparing his defense, and I don't believe that he needs to be incarcerated while we're doing that.
As for what's ahead for George Zimmerman, aside from what he faces legally, that would be tough for any of us to answer, but his attorney says his client is not doing well behind bars.
He's tired, I think he's stressed, I think he's frightened. You know, if you think of what he has been going through for the past number of weeks, at least the isolation caused by the publicity in this case.
And attorney Mark O'Mara says that isolation continues and that Zimmerman is in protective custody and is being isolated from other prisoners. As for that bail hearing, O'Mara says he's hoping it will be scheduled by late next week. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
My dad's Mercedes E-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-Mercedes for complete program, including certified pre-owned limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified to advertise APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
Big gains on Wall Street. The Dow up 181 points yesterday to 12,986. S&P climbed 19. NASDAQ jumped 39. Investors apparently reacting to reports of fairly strong economic growth in the U.S. and in China. Crude oil prices also up yesterday, up 94 cents a barrel, finishing at $103.64. North Korea attracting quite a bit of international attention with its rocket launch, but that much-anticipated launch failed yesterday, and it didn't take long for it to fail. Japan's defense minister says the rocket fell into the sea approximately 1 minute after it was launched. The U.N. Security Council says it will convene a special session today to talk about the launch. North Korea has contended the launch was aimed at getting a satellite into space, but many others, including the U.S., believe this was a disguised ballistic missile test. Couple of closing notes. First, if you suffer from triskaidekaphobia, there's a chance you're listening to me from underneath your bed. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13. Hey, no reason to scream, but yes, today is Friday the 13th. This year, by the way, is a banner year for Friday the 13th. We had one in January. We have one today. There's another one in July. Finally, we talk politics, and we bring back the most popular non-candidate for president in this election cycle. Remember when Republican Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey said this well over a year ago in answering the nonstop question, are you considering a run for president?
I don't want to. I'm not going to. There's zero chance I will. I don't want to run for president. You know, short of suicide, I don't really know what I'd have to do to convince you people that I'm not running. I'm not running.
And he wasn't kidding. He didn't run. He did wind up endorsing Mitt Romney for president, and now that Romney appears to have clear sailing to the nomination, Governor Christie now faces another question. What about vice president?
And if Governor Romney comes to me and wants to talk about it, I'll always listen, because I love my country enough and I care about my party enough to listen.
But the governor did add this.
I don't know that I'm really the typical personality for vice president.
Which means what, Governor? That you're better suited to run for president after all?
I don't want to. I'm not going to. There's zero.
All right. Let's not start that again. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
For years.